Since 1979, no United States president or president-elect has spoken directly with Taiwan. White House spokesperson Josh Earnest called the practice an important diplomatic tool.
Adherence to and commitment to this policy has advanced the ability of the United States to make progress in our relationship with China.
So after President-elect Trump took a call from Tsai Ing-wen, the president of Taiwan, and Trump said he didn't know if the U.S. should be bound by the One China policy, Earnest explained why Beijing was so quick to respond.
Chinese government, Beijing, places an enormous priority on this situation, and it's a sensitive matter. And some of the progress that we have made in our relationship with China could be undermined.
The United States has routinely provided weapons and other military equipment to Taiwan since 1979 and recently passed a bill that has provisions for yearly military exchanges with Taipei. The East-West Institute's Jonathan Miller explains on Skype some of the concerns over Trump's approach to nearly four decades of U.S. foreign policy.
More concerning to me than the phone call itself were some of the comments that he's made since that point. But then the most divergent change was his comment recently in an interview with Fox News, seemingly bartering the One China policy, dangling that as a kind of something that could be bartered for economic concessions. I mean, that is a very, very big change.
Via Skype, the Center for the National Interest, Harry Kazianis, analyzes Trump's motivation.
Simple. I think it's a one-word answer. It's leverage. If you look at the people who are advising Donald Trump right now, they've all called for one way or another to have a much more robust relationship with Taiwan.
Kazianis notes the long-standing policy on Taiwan formed the bedrock of the relationship between Washington and Beijing. On Skype, Jonathan Miller says he isn't necessarily ready to take President-elect Trump literally.
I think it's important to look at Trump in his nature. I mean, he sees himself, he is a businessman, he talks about doing deals. He likes to push buttons as well.
But what can Beijing tangibly do to counter Trump's remarks? Harry Kazianis on Skype says China was largely caught unprepared for Trump's remarks. But Beijing currently feels the best response to the president-elect is through editorials and interviews.
But their response will be very different once he takes the Oval Office on January 20th. And in that respect, there's a lot that China can do. It just depends on how far they're willing to go.
Beijing could move in military assets in the region to deter Taiwanese independence or enact a naval blockade. But things hinge on, Kazianis says, the implementation of President Trump's foreign policy and not the actions of a private citizen poised to take the highest office in the land. For Asia Weekly, I'm Steve Miller.